am here again. This is now my second episode on Anchor FM. I'm so excited. I got goosebumps all inside. I'm bubbling up. It's just such a wonderful experience. Thank you, Anchor FM, for this wonderful opportunity to, you know, come on here and just show off and, you know, do all the things I do. So anyway, let me go ahead and stop my music for here. I love it. Well, it is now, oh my gosh, it's 11:48 p.m. on, it's still technically Monday. It's still June 10th. It's technically Monday right now. But in just a few moments, it's going to be June 11th. And, well, okay, so there's always a story. Let me go ahead and pull up my little astrology thing, because I determined that I was going to come and mess with everybody every day and talk about my astrology stuff, because, well, that's what I do. So look, I'm going to look at where everything is. Oh, well, you know, we've made a little bit of progress. The moon is now in Libra at 3 degrees, which is, you know, it's making a wonderful trine to Venus, which is at 2 degrees of Gemini. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm impressed with it all. Now, Chiron is opposed the moon. It's not exact yet, but it's going to be in the next couple of hours. And so you might feel that. But Venus is sextile Chiron right now, and that's a good thing. And neither one of them are making an aspect to that Uranus and Taurus, and so that all is well in that area. Well, that's a very good thing, isn't it? Let's see, Mercury and Mars are not quite conjunct, but they're both in Cancer. And the true node is in Cancer, and the true node is conjunct Mars and going toward an exact conjunction at this very moment. Wonder what that north node in Cancer conjunct that Mars in Cancer, how that's going to manifest. Let's think about that for a moment. You know, when you think about Mars, a lot of people think Mars is a good planet. I pick on Mars because I don't know if I like my Mars. My Mars is in Leo and it makes me a show off and everyone calls me a ham. And maybe I am. I make fun of myself and I don't even mind that, you know, I'm in kind of hammy in my own way. I am who I am. I was made the way I was made. I embrace my divinity of the Queen Biatch I am. So here we are. We are talking about this Cancer Mars right now, which, by the way, is opposed my ascendant. And so is that true node. But I keep coming on here and recording anyway, because no one's going to keep me down, damn it. Anyway, we've got this Mars in Cancer at 16 degrees and the North Node in Cancer at 17 degrees. It's actually telling us to go do that thing. You know, one of the things that my daughter, one of her campaign slogans this year, I think when she did, was it the Martin Luther King speech or the women's speech? Anyway, I just remember a whole bunch of people in the streets of Seattle's chanting, do the thing, do the thing, do the thing. Well, you know, we're do the thing. The North Node is pointing us toward what it is we're supposed to learn and do right now. That's what the North Node does. It's like, okay, this is where you must go in order to have your greatest fulfillment right now. So we got to follow that damn North Node and figure out where the hell it is. Once you figure out where it is, then you have almost a good idea what it is you should be spending your attention on. Now, there is something going on, and I'm going to go into that in a minute. But the first thing I want to say is that when Mars is sitting on that North Node, I think it's putting action and push and activity and drive and energy in toward going toward that North Node thing. Do the thing. Actually doing, putting a verb behind the thing. I'm talking like, you know, Kirk on Star Trek. Do the thing. Okay, anyway. Do the thing. Do the thing. Whatever that is. It's probably going to be emotional because we're talking Cancer. And it's Mars. So let's not forget that Mars can be malefic. So where is 16, 17 degrees falling in your horoscope? Do you know your horoscope chart? If you don't, I would love to give you a free mini reading, by the way, because I do those and I give those on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/astrologyalookinside. And if you didn't catch that, you can always go to astrologyalookinside.com and then you can find out all the information about me and all the things I do. It's a little, I need to go and update it. I'm a busy woman. Anyway, look. Do the thing, that whatever that emotional thing is. I know for me, it's somewhere between like partnerships and work. I'm torn between work and partnerships my health. I need to work out. Maybe I'll put on some Chris Brown. I'm going to put on some Marshmallow and Chris Brown tonight. I found an hour of that. You little woman, what is it? You're a real one, light it up. It's your birthday, go and light it up. You're a real one, go and light it up. Hey, it's your birthday, go and light it up. It's your birthday, go and light it up. You're a real one, light it up. It's your birthday, go light it up. Hey, I love that song. That's my jam. Anyway, I'm going to dance to that later on tonight. Get in my little half an hour or so. And I hope that whatever you guys are doing this month, all signs I'm talking to, that you're getting enough water. Water. I never say it right. I'm from New Jersey. Give me a break. And I was raised by a Puerto Rican man. So just keep this in mind. And an old black woman who was in her 80s who said things like, flaw, doll, fish, dish, pick up that flow, get that red. Libby, hey, Libby. So I grew up with that. And the father was like, hey, Dad, I don't understand anything. You know, my father talked in a really broken Hispanic accent. So now, let's go back to where we were. Because I digress. I have to pull myself back, man. I can find myself going. But even as I sit here and speak, I keep looking at Mars and Mercury. I mean, they're 4 degrees apart, really. But I just have a feeling that Mercury moves faster, you know, because Mercury is kind of quick, like the moon. They move quickly. And Mercury is going to overtake Mars. Mercury is going to come toward Mars. Mercury is going to conjunct Mars. So I think that over the next couple of days in particular, I think people need to be really cautious of their speech and, you know, the emotions and emotions. It's only just emotions taking us over. Just know that. And there's a lot of flirtation, too. And this is being shown mostly because, especially tonight, somebody's flirting right now. The moon's in Libra and Venus is at 2 degrees of Gemini. That's flirtation all the way. I know the moment I'm going to finish doing this, I'm calling up my little Cancer beau and I'm going to flirt with him. Yes, indeed. I got a plan. Anyway, Jupiter is at 19 degrees of Sagittarius. And it is retrograding. Let's not forget that Jupiter is retrograding right now. Does that mean all hope and luck is gone? No. But it could mean that you have to go back and pick up some luck that you left behind. And it could also mean that luck is, it is on temporary hold. You know, it's not moving as quickly. Like, I know there's some things I would like to move a little quicker and they're not. But, you know, there's a lot of things retrograding right now, and it's not getting any better. I want to warn y'all right now, Neptune is about to go retrograde on the 20th. Let's keep that for real, for real. And that ain't going to be pretty because that's going to make all kind of touches with things. We're going to have things Neptune's going to be touching on, especially with all that Cancer. So look, we got Saturn retrograding at 19 degrees of Capricorn right now. Uranus is at 5 degrees of Taurus, and we got Neptune at 18 degrees. Saturn and Neptune are sextile, and Pluto is also retrograding at 22 degrees. And of course, Saturn and Pluto are technically, I guess, you know, conjunct. So really, there's kind of like some sextiling going on here between the Neptune and Saturn and stuff like that. And I think that's a good thing because Neptune and the true node are actually in positive. So it kind of is like a bridge between the true node and Saturn right now. And I'll take that bridge. I'm glad we have that bridge actually right now. So, you know, what I would say is, I think Saturn and Neptune being a sextile is keeping us a wide awake to some of the things that might normally we might be blind to, that we might be, you know, be alluded to. But right now, I think a lot of people, they're wide awake and they're seeing everything before them. This is really shown by having the sun in Gemini right now. And, you know, very thought, the people are thinking right now. And the sun is square that Neptune. So let's, you know, not forget that either. And the sun is opposed that Jupiter. So let's not. I think what that's telling me right there is that because, you know, Jupiter and Neptune are square. So it's saying, look, whatever folly and insanity you two over there are doing, I'm putting a stop to that shit right now. And so the sun is like, no, okay, we're going to think like humans and act in a human fashion at this time. And so I would let Neptune take over in its wisdom. Not Neptune, excuse me, the sun. Let the sun take over in its wisdom and lead us in the way it needs us to go. And that's thinking with clarity. And if there's anything where you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not thinking with clarity, you're probably not thinking with clarity. Because, you know, Neptune is about to go backwards anyway. And it is square the Jupiter. And Jupiter is going backwards already. There's some things going on in the sky that ain't making no damn sense. So make sure that you don't do things that don't make no damn sense either. I'm going to say this one thing. I had this poor baby. It was Aquarius. I don't want to tell too much of a business, so I don't want to go into too much detail. But just know Chiron is an Aries and the child is an Aries. So he calls me up, and I guess the woman that he was trying to get with, just, I don't know if she ghosted him, but she's just saying she wants to be by herself. Going on and on about that. And I realized that, this is all about him getting some clarity about finding some, hopefully some inner peace and inner joy and inner happiness from himself. Because no matter how you look at it, wherever Aries would be, there are planets on the angles right now. I mean, today, right now, we've got the moon in Libra, but we've got planets in Cancer. We've got planets in Capricorn. And we got Chiron, the wounded healer, opening up all deep wounds in Aries. And I heard this poor thing going on about he doesn't want to get hurt by another woman and how women have hurt him and yada, yada, yada. So I had to go through the speech about finding inner joy and inner happiness. And I actually talked to my beau about this because he's in St. Louis and I'm here and I've got an ex that I'm not even divorced technically from. And so I, you know, a lot of what I've got to go through is telling myself mentally what it is I want to happen and how I want it to happen in a positive and good way. And we are so influenced by the talk we talk to ourselves. And let's remember right now that Mercury is opposed Saturn right this very moment. You know, Mercury is in Cancer and Saturn is in Capricorn. Now, Saturn is a little wide, but, you know, Saturn's going retrograde toward that opposition and Mercury is going toward that opposition too. So please be aware how you talk to yourself, what you're telling yourself, how you're loving yourself. Especially if you're Aries, a Libra, a Capricorn, or a Cancer. You guys are being affected by that in particular. It's very important that we love ourselves right now more than anything. Remember that. Let no one steal your joy, your happiness, your peace, your stability, your peace of mind. Find ways to meditate or whatever needs to be done. Because we must have control of our own minds in order to bring our own joy and peace into our own worlds. Because our worlds are what we create ourselves. Remember that. No matter what your horoscope says, you're bringing your own inner peace. Okay, remember that. All right, y'all. I pretty much went through everything here. And it's always a pleasure to come and talk and run my mouth with everyone. It's only 15 minutes, you know, after. So I feel like I actually could tell a story or two if I were so inclined to do so. I always got something I want to say. I actually do have something I want to say because, you know, I was sitting here talking about the mind thing, and I had this thing I was going to talk about earlier, and I didn't do it. And so I'm thinking if you guys would give me that opportunity to share this this information, I like to think that I don't just come and just, you know, say, hey, the planets are here and the planets are there, but that I come with some information that's going to feed your mind with some informative information and, you know, keep that mind flowing with this good positivity and all the good information that I've got to share. And I do have some great information that I would like to share. So I would like to share this article that I was actually going to do in my brainstorming session earlier, but for some reason I got pulled off. I was so discombobulated, just too much work, and also being affected with all that Gemini allergic stuff, you know, because this is allergy season. I've been on Benadryl like every day for like a week, and no one should ever be on Benadryl every day for a week. I mean, no one. And so after a while, you actually feel that. Like, you can tell you're groggy, like you're not thinking correctly or speaking crazily. And I might be actually sounding a little crazy now. I mean, you know, I'm just coming off of Benadryl. So anyway, I was actually wasting time, by the way, as I prepared this speech for me to say in a cohesive way, and so I could just get it out, not strain the eyes and whatever. So what I'm going to talk about tonight, and I thank you for allowing me to bring my positivity to the world, is I'm going to talk about how to cultivate a positive mindset through meditation. Through meditation. I was already starting to talk about it anyway, so I might as well go ahead and talk about it. So you have the ability to create your own mindset. Whether your attitude is positive or negative is up to you. The ability to change your environment, circle of friends, and attitude is within your control. Just like a computer absorbs raw data, so does your mind. Within your mind, a culture within itself has grown. Many people feel like they have no control of their own mind. And this is because culture has become negative. The negative is a result of past experiences, being in a negative environment, or being under the influence of unconstructive ideas, similar to a computer virus. You have to identify it quickly to be able to, you know, to avoid letting it spread within your mind. So you can also pass this virus of negativity and negative thinking on to other people around you. So as a result, you are spreading a negative energy around like weeds in a field, much like a farmer you cultivate too. The energy in your mind is the crop, and it is up to you whether it is weeds or wheat. If you have a farm and you let a field take care of itself, you'll be lucky to have any kind of crop from it. This is the same with the energy from your mind. You have an option to pick up quality seeds, information in the form of books, ebooks, DVDs, CDs, lectures, courses, workshops, seminars, webinars. This is learning for the sake of self-improvement. And it results in a positive mindset. However, your work is not finished because you must still reinforce the lessons and keep everything in a focused order. So this might be compared to fertilizing, watering, and weeding the mind. You have to work it, work at it continually, or the weeds are going to grow back. So this, my friend, is meditation. This is one of the reasons why we meditate in the first place, because meditation is controlled focus on an object or thought or tasks without, you know, any negative situations or turning negative situations into positive learning experiences. And you create your own positive mindset. As a result of this, you will make new friends, you'll reach goals, you'll handle problems easily, and you'll be able to develop an indomitable spirit. I said something earlier to that young guy who was wailing on the phone, and I said, don't let any outside force take your joy. That joy within is yours and not to be shared, stolen, given away, or taken or used by anyone. Protect your inner joy. And so many of us forget to do that. So remember to develop that indomitable spirit that no one is going to take your joy. And remember the last time that you made an accomplishment. Remember that feeling. Remember what it feels like, whatever that great ability is that you have within you, because all of us have something within us that's great. Remember what makes you great, because when you do that, it's the formula for success. But you still have to take action. And action is something that the vast majority of people will never take. So learn to separate yourself from the pack through education, through meditation, and through action. Remember, the people who are achieving the most are doing the most and doing the things that no one else wants to do. So do the most, be the most, grow the most, and cultivate a positive mindset. Use meditation. I do all the time, day after day, 24/7. I'm constantly on it. I advise you guys get on it too. And I thank you for allowing me to share this, which is cultivate a positive mindset through meditation. Wow. Thank you guys. This has been Adrian Obi, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology A Look Inside. And if you haven't, come and like and subscribe to astrologyalookinside.com. And you can find me on YouTube at astrologyalookinside on youtube.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at astrologyalookinside. And also our groups on Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups astrologyalookinside. And you can schedule an appointment over at Calendly at calendly.com/astrologyalookinside. And finally, I'm on Patreon at patreon.com/CapricornTigers. Okay, you guys. Well, much love and light to everyone. May you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And may it be better than the day before. Much love to everyone. Namaste. Bye now. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.